Kampala is calm. Business is going on as normal, like any normal weekend.
How about military presence? Are there military soldiers present on the streets?
Yes, there has been quite some deployment, armored vehicles, especially in the outskirts areas, around major road intersections, and foot patrols mounted by both military police and the anti-riot police. They're noticeable in many parts of the city, especially the suburbs, those that were most violent yesterday. Along, especially in a major route, a major diversion route known as the Kampala Northern Bypass, all the major roundabouts have at least two or three armored military vehicles and soldiers who are heavily armed.
The government seems to justify the excessive use of force in yesterday's riots. What's the mood like in Kampala, for instance, when people realize the government justifies this violence?
There isn't much reason to justify a outbreak of fresh violence today, because besides the violence was sparked off by the treatment of Dr. Kizza Besigye. Once the population saw the television images of how he was arrested the previous day on Thursday, then they got angry and decided to riot, barricade roads, burn tires in the middle of the road, and the police reacted to what we saw yesterday on Friday. For today, Kizza Besigye was allowed to fly out to Nairobi last night. Would have anticipated that there would be renewed violence had he been blocked from flying out for treatment in Nairobi yesterday. But government finally relented after some time and allowed him to fly. So business is back to normal. We'll just have to wait and see what happens possibly on Monday, when it's supposed to be the other walk-to-work day. Or possibly when Dr. Kizza Besigye returns and he's been received by his supporters.
As you say, the activists for change will have to walk again on Monday. Do you anticipate more violence, or because Besigye is not there, it may be a bit peaceful, or they may be allowed to walk?
We'll just have to wait and see how it pans out, because Besigye has become the rallying point of the walk-to-work protest against high food and fuel prices in the country. Now that he's out of the picture, he's indisposed. The other major leader of the walk-to-work protest, Deputy President Norbert Mao, is in jail. He comes back on May the 2nd, which would actually be on Monday, because tomorrow is May the 1st, and he's supposed to reappear in court on Monday. There is a possibility that his appearance in court on Monday will determine how the events of that day unfold.
Do we know which court he'll be going to?
We can't be certain at the moment. He was initially remanded by a court at Nakawa. He was held at the main government prison, Luzira Prison, but midway was transferred to the Nakasongola Prison, which is about 110 kilometers outside of the capital, Kampala. Dr. Besigye, who was also being held at the same prison, has always appeared in the Nabweru court. We can't be certain for now which court Norbert Mao will be taken to. But I suspect strongly that they may not want to bring him to a court in the town center, because that could spark off commotion. They would, I think, be more comfortable keeping him outside of the city.